I'm sorry. Long story short, I kept getting money. The amounts was like larger and larger. And it was just like circumstances kept happening. And I'm ending this because I keep getting interrupted and there's so many loud noises. But circumstances kept happening and like the amount was getting bigger and bigger, and I couldn't control the situation. So that's where I ended up at my friend's house, not that person's house. And yeah, that's what happened. And when I left, what she gave me wasn't the largest, but yeah, is important. So I'll come back in later and talk more about that. Maybe just give it time. As I'm recording this, like days after the time, because like I said, I keep getting interrupted. Yeah, that's the important point, was the money that I got after. And I tried to give it to this person, you know, as a sort of quote unquote payment for the situation. It wasn't all of it, but it was totaling to, I think it was like $900 that I was trying to give to her. But then I later got backlash because they had to take me to go get the U-Haul, and they were angry at me, and they was like, what do you know what you put me through? And then they were all in a car like up against me, and which, you know, I expected. And she was basically like crying and upset, and you know, I understood that part, but I tried to give her the money and she said keep it, you know, because I didn't have money for food, even though I was with my mom. And she was like, keep it. I didn't tell her the amount. I felt led to give it to her. And her and her husband just like, all three of them was just like, it was like a tragedy. And I felt so, so outlashed by my mistake. It wasn't against me. It was against the particular situation, because I know that I did wrong. I understand that I messed up, but I felt, I was just so confused. I wasn't sure who to blame. Was it me, myself? I know myself and my actions, but what transpired and how I felt. And then, after that, I ended up getting pregnant, or thought I was, and the guy disappeared. And before that, I had dreams about him. yeah, I'll stay tuned for the next part. Okay. I hope y'all are listening with open ears, non-judgmental, even though I know whoever else is listening, maybe listening like, what the heck is she doing? Like, what is she talking about? I'm just telling my side of the story and what happened to transpire, because I feel that too. Like, this whole time, I felt led to do these things, so here I am, so to speak.